Okay, so this is part two. I accidentally pushed something on my phone. I'm not even angry about it, it's okay. I pushed something on my phone and I don't know. As you all know, all of my podcasts are unedited. They don't have friggin' 48 production lines. Look, eventually that would be amazing as I grow my podcast for sure. But right now it's just me and my phone in my bedroom with my my earphones in, right? So I've accidentally just moved my phone and touched something and it stopped and I'm like, oh motherfucker, like holy shit, like what am I gonna do? And so I've just decided to just, come back. So if you're only just listening to this, hi, you don't want to listen to this one first. You want to go back and just listen to part one of this week, of this karmic week of me accidentally stopping my phone. So what I was talking about is, the greatness of this week from October the 18th through till the 25th, yeah? So ultimately there's a lot of karmic shifting with, like I was just sharing in that little last part. I don't know exactly where it cut off, but the sun hitting the south node today on the 18th, Mercury hitting the south node on the 19th. The Mercury Kazemi, where Mercury is in the heart of the sun, being exposed to something that the king, which is the sun, who is in control of this eclipse at the moment, we've got to remember that the sun and the moon, what they're doing in between the eclipses is very important. Hence why I did my workshop. I'm giving all the dates on some really important stuff, right? So ultimately, Mercury's going to be given something important, something, where clarity lands, yeah? Where we feel empowered because the king, Ra, radiant light himself, is giving us approval. He's communicating something to us. So we've got the Kazemi happening, the superior Mercury Kazemi, which is happening at 26 degrees of Libra. And then we've got Mercury moving into Scorpio on the 20, the, just a couple of days later, and then Scorpio season begins on the 24th. So again, we're really diving into the depths of Hades land. And ultimately, this week is really offering us up places to purge and where we've collected all of that old information, all of that old ways of being, all of the old ways of communicating. Again, I've spoken so much into the self-perpetuating looping and stories and how debilitating that is. It is very hard to let go, and we get that because we're humans, but it's extremely hard for people to move out of mindsets that are very, very stuck. Fixed Mercuries will find this the most difficult because they're fixed. They've got their mindset in one way. So there's this, this constant looping or going over things, I've got Mercury in Gemini and just a part of my processing, I can move through something quite quickly usually. But of course that also comes with other like 20 years of doing actual work. So Mercury is going to hit the South Node as well, but then move straight into this Kazemi and then square Pluto. So this can be, we've got the psychopomp here. Mercury will move into Scorpio, which is the psychopomp. If you've got Mercury in Scorpio or Mercury in the eighth house, you really resonate with that otherworldly way of being where you are taken into the underworld to deliver messages and you're able to come back out. It's got to do with death. It's the death doula. It's the communication death doula. Hermes is the only one who has access to the upper and the lower world. Yeah? So Mercury is going to access that south node. Okay, maybe again, like I said, you remember something, something triggers your memory. And I did just talk about this in part one. So remember, go back to part one if you haven't listened to that. So what's being illuminated is a lot of old habits. And this is also a really incredible time to see how far you've come, darlings. Like this is where I'm reveling right now. It's like, ah, how am I handling situations? I'm being very private. I pretty much don't talk to anyone during the day. I've been very, not reclusive, but I've been in a very solitude space. you know, stealthily moving about, doing my business, connecting to the moon, connecting to the trees, connecting to my crystals, deep in ritual. These things have been important for me and will continue to be as Saturn is anchoring that into my sixth house as he moves through Pisces. And just as a little side note, Saturn is at 00, darlings, very, very, very slow before he stations direct on the 4th of November. I mean, I know it's a couple of weeks away, but he's super slow. He's at the degree that he's going to station direct. So again, I just feel like real heavy metal music in the background, just like fucking, you know, like it's just, it's there. And it's powerful. We're feeling that. And for some, you know, it's going to be very tetchy, especially if you've got planets, you know, around that 00, of any of the mutable signs, Gemini, Pisces, Virgo, or Sag, you know, if anything's around that 0 to 2 degrees, you know, you're probably feeling the edge here of this slowing down, but also the clarity, because, you know, because once that planet starts slowing down, yes, like I said, there can be tetchiness and edginess, but also what's happening if you're getting a direct impact is things are becoming revealed. Like all of a sudden it's like, ah, you know, you're from March this year when Saturn first moved into a 00 Pisces. I mean, he's back to where he was in March of 2023, right? So what was maybe stirring in March, there's some sort of, again, there's something there that you're tapping into. You're like, ah, I've got this lesson. Ah, I see what Saturn's trying to teach me here. You know, this is, you know, Saturn is the great teacher, the great time lord, who says that it's all about time. It's all about experience. It's all about mastery. And so he's come back to that place, loves. He's come back to that place. So clarity can come. And the word clarity has sort of really dropped in for me. Insight, new intelligences, all around this Mercury Kazemi. So the Mercury Kazemi being like on the 20th, like I just shared, at 26 degrees of Libra in his superior conjunction. So this is like the full moon part of this. This is again where something is bestowed upon us. Each time he is with the sun, something is bestowed upon us, but it's in his inferior conjunction in his retrograde that he's beginning the brand new cycle. So we see the superior conjunction when he's furthest away from the earth as the full moon, as like the full bloom of Mercury in his cycle. So because he's going to also square Pluto, like Mercury and the Sun are now edging to square Pluto before they both move into Scorpio. Pluto, who rules Scorpio, Pluto, who is going to be the ruler of Mercury when he moves into Scorpio on the 22nd, you know, we're getting some really deep unearthing here. You know, there's some really deep getting to the bottom of stuff. Maybe there's some clarity and deep understanding that comes to you over this next week. Maybe this is an invitation to purify through this Mercury square Pluto, because this is a waning square. Yeah. So this is Mercury closing in on Pluto before Mercury will make his conjunction to Pluto. So ultimately what we're looking at here is, what are you closing out? It's about ending. Maybe something has become really prevalent for you. Like you finally understand something. Maybe you've got to have some hard conversations. Maybe you've got to make some hard decisions. Hello, the Mercury Kazemi is in the sign of Libra, which is around balance and diplomacy and having conversations, finding balance. You know, I was sitting on the toilet, just so you know, and I just went, gosh, I'm really just wanting to find that balance, because as I was saying in part one of this conversation, you know, I find that there's this real ease for me to keep staying in the all or nothing, you know. So finding that balance, and hello, that was a solar eclipse in Libra. What are you discovering about yourself around balance, about fairness, about justice, about just, you know, about the scales in your own life, where they're out of balance, where they're out of alignment, where they're out of sync? What are you experiencing in your relationships? What are you experiencing in your relationship with yourself, with your soul mission? And with Mercury having hit the South Node, inviting a purge, a closure, a revelation in a way that something like an old memory or an old conversation, you know, comes up. Or it's like I said, maybe it's an old way of thinking and being, and maybe you're watching shit. stop watching fucking, A, stop watching the news. Hopefully no one that listens to me is watching that bullshit. But the thing is that the news is toxic shit, and I'm so fucking grateful I never watched the news growing up, even though back then it was just the news, but now it's infiltrated with just shit. What are you watching? What are you listening to? If what, this is a time to release, to cut the cords of that. Is your mind, are you in a mental overload? This is something also that I really feel with Mercury hitting the South Node, having the Kazemi, and then moving straight into square Pluto, the darkness, the lord of the fucking darkness, and then moving into Scorpio. So he's going to take all of these lessons and then move through Scorpio. So, what are you watching? What are you listening to? What are the conversations you're having? What are you talking about? Yeah? Where is your energy going in the way that you talk? And that's probably why I've done a lot less out there and more in here lately, because I shared this last week. It's the lip service. I see the same people saying the same shit on Instagram, fucking day in and day out, sharing the same posts, like far out, man. Like it's just the same shit, different day. And it doesn't matter if you're in the spiritual industry, it's still happening. And less is more. And it's just a distraction. They're distracting from themselves. And I think, I shared on Instagram today, because I will still share too, of course. Fucking, I'm a human. But I shared the whole Truman scene where it's like, the world's literally fucking on fire right now, but you've still got influencers and coaches going, buy my program, do this, or let's make 10K a fucking week, blah, blah, blah. And it's again, like, what is going on out there? What is happening? So it's just mind blowing, to be honest. Okay, I need a bit of a drinky now. And this is a time to have a conversation with yourself. This is a time to go within. This is a time to turn inwards, retrospective, introspective. And I know that I've been saying it for so long, but it truly is the way. It truly is a way, not the way, a way. It's truly a way to really connect in to what you're saying, what your voice is saying, what you desire, what you need, and to allow the karmic lessons to bubble up for them to be released without the white noise and the lip service, without this falsity of people proclaiming to be something online that they're actually not in real life. Move away from that. And I think that Mercury hitting the South Node, going into the Kazemi is going to maybe, yeah, like I said, give us something, really empower us to be able to communicate something, or something will be revealed. Maybe it's a new insight. Maybe it's a nice big piece of clarity, like a big chunk of clarity, like boom, that's it. That's what it is for me. Then his square to Pluto, again, revealing, getting to the underworld, extracting, something from the ethers, because we're working with the air, we're working with Mercury in an air sign at the moment. Yeah, Libra, right? So again, maybe you're talking a lot about your values, or secrets are being revealed, or you're having deeper, darker conversations. Maybe you're talking about sex. Maybe you're, educating yourself on sex, or maybe you're talking about money. Maybe you're talking about anything that's taboo or occult. Or maybe it's just that you're having hard conversations that you've been putting off, but with this new sense of understanding, this new wisdom that is dropping in before Mercury moves into Scorpio and traverses there for a couple of weeks from the 22nd of October into November, before he will move into Sag, where he eventually will retrograde and do we end the year with a Mercury retrograde Sag cap, bit of a Sag cappy one. Yeah, so yeah, it's just it's a big time right now. It's a big time of clearing up old everything, to be honest, clearing up old everything, everything. And when we're distracted, it means we're not present. When we're distracted with all the lip service and white noise, we're not quiet within. We can't hear. We can't hear what's really bubbling up for us. And at this time, over this next 6 weeks, you know, until we sort of get into Sag season probably, you know, we are being called into the cauldron of magic. And by staying in this suspended ecliptic space, you know, the moon and the sun codes, as the moon waxes, I mean, if you got a glimpse of her yesterday, she was in Scorpio, she was hanging like a big smile. You know, it's very smoky here where we are. I know that there's some fires going on, I think, down Northern Rivers. Again, I don't watch the news, so I don't actually really know a lot of what's going on. I do know stuff that's going on, though. Don't get me wrong. I'm not oblivious, but I don't watch any sort of news forum. So I only see things through posts and things like that, which, of course, isn't my resource for news, just as a hot tip. I do not watch that sort of stuff to get my news. But so there was this hazy sort of, you know, beautiful color of orange and purple and red in the sky. And there she hung low. She was slung perfectly. My first glimpse since the eclipse. And she was just that slither. You know, it makes me so happy. The slither makes me just as happy as her in every phase. I mean, the moon, you know, she tracks time, right? So as the sun does. So really getting the moon codes, just looking at her, witnessing, bear witness. Where can you just bear witness? Where can you drop everything and just be super present? Slow down. There's no rush. It's funny, you know, I've got such a full end of the year. I've got like this, you know, it's very full, but I feel so calm and so at peace. And like, I've got so much space. I've got so much time. Everything's done with this gentle pace of trust, of knowing every step that I take is deliberate. It's connected to Mama Earth. You know, even yesterday I just laid in the sun before my client and just fell asleep for just 10 minutes. I put a little alarm on because I did have a client and I didn't want to just fall asleep in the sun. But there was this gorgeous breeze. The sun was so warm. It's like my favorite day when it's cold, but the sun is there. Like, and cold, by cold, I mean like 24 degrees. It's not cold. 23 degrees. It's not cold, but that's like my perfect temperature. It's like cool. There was a beautiful wind and I love the wind because Lilith is the wind. So, you know, when you love, this is that is her whispering. The wind is Lilith. So the wind was touching my skin, the sun was warming my skin, and I just dozed off. I just dozed off in absolute gratitude and awe. Like, there was tears in my eyes, rolling down my face. These are the moments, you know, these are the moments for me. Just, you know, just walking around my kitchen, just feeling this adoration I have for my husband, how much I fucking love him. And I mean, I always love him, but you know, there's moments, there's pockets in your marriage. There's seasons that we all go through. You know, we've got to go through trials and tribulations. We do. We're all in very different seasons, whether romantically with our children, all of those things. But honoring and being the sort of observer of that, like, that's what I love. Like, I love observing myself, witness and be present within my life. That to me feels paradoxical. That to me feels otherworldly, because if I'm observing myself doing it, well, who am I? Who really am I then if I'm observing myself? And these times, I mean, I have Neptune at, like, transit Neptune at the moment is trining my moon and my Uranus. So I've got this beautiful grand water trine that will never happen again like this. I mean, Saturn will eventually get there, but to make this trine, but this is Neptune, you know, veils, you know, it's otherworldly. I will message someone and they were just about, like, it's those, not just coincidences, but the telepathy is just next level right now, just next level. And the knowing the exact time to send that message or to turn left or to cook that or to do that, like, being so present with all of that, you know, Neptune making this trine to my moon and making this trine to my Uranus is really quite incredible. I mean, it's definitely a transit that I am frothing, like, I'm fucking loving it, because I won't ever get it again. Once Neptune moves out of Pisces, I will never ever have this experience again. So I honor and I am in this deep reverence for that. So I really just invite you to stay present and especially in this eclipse wormhole, stay present. I'll be back next week. By the time I come back next week, we would have had all these south node hits. Venus is still yet to hit the south node, but she will be coming in soon. She's still only in Virgo, so she's not even back at home in Libra yet, but we'll talk about that when that gets closer. But Mercury's now hit the south node. The sun hit the south node. By the time I speak to you next week, we would have had the Mercury Kazemi. So pay attention to insights, what's landing for you, a piece of information, that bit of clarity, a new intelligence, the deep conversation, making a hard decision, having a hard conversation, but it actually being really honest and raw and beautiful and something really sublime coming out of it. You know, where this is a really conducive time to growth and transformation and transmutation. I really want you to feel that word, the transmutation of what's happening. Yeah. And then when I see you next week, it'll be Scorpio season. Fuck yeah. Like, cannot wait. Mars is, you know, the sun and Mercury and Mars will all be in Scorpio. It's very exciting. And I love Scorpio season. You know, she's my sister. She's my sister sign. I'm a stellium in Taurus in the eighth house. I've got my Taurus stellium in Scorpio's house. So it's a very strong connection that I have to the Scorpio archetype. And Mars, who is in Scorpio, Mars is my Time Lord this year as well. So his move into Scorpio has been motherfucking sexy. So I am loving it. I hope you are too. I hope that you traverse and transmute really well during this very karmic week. It's especially this one. I mean, after this week, yes, we're going to be then we're really in the heart of it. We are building towards that full moon eclipse on the 29th in Taurus, my friends. Like, whew, it's going to be a doozy. I'll be talking about that next week. But this week it is. It's the south node hits that we're getting, the Mercury Kazemi, the shift of the sun and Mercury in this time, in this little time warp that we're in. So, you know, switch on and be present and trust. You're exactly where you're meant to be, darlings. So much love, and thank you for all of your patience with my part one and part two. I'm not even giving these a bloody title. I'm just going, there's part one, here's part two, enjoy. And I just love you all so much. Bye.